Chapter 12. Where do you stand? Me here, you there. 12.1. In what place are you? How do you look at your mother? How does she look at you? How do you look at your father? And how does he look at you? How do you look at your partner? And how do they look at you? How do you look at your children? How do they look at you? You can't freeze when you have your father and your mother in your heart. You assume your place in the fountain. From there, you can use your individuality and flair to achieve and pursue goals that matter to you. The invisible support and strength of the fountain allow you to stand fully in life and enter into relationships that enrich both you and the other. You receive what is there. When you receive a lot, you have a lot to give. You can descend to your place in the fountain through your inner stance if needed. Then you'll be allowing systemic principles to work for you, and these will automatically draw you into a virtuous circle. As I see it, this creates the conditions needed for a good life. You have more control over the quality of your life. Because of the connection with what's there, you're able to go your own way more freely. Connection brings strength, strength that you can then use to do good. All this doesn't change the fact that if you've created the systemic conditions for a pleasant life, you also need to be effective in other areas, though. Think perseverance, discipline, bravery, the courage to take risks, being able to walk away, daring to be vulnerable, being able to learn, enthusiasm, having the privilege of having people around you who believe in you, as well as simple luck, of course. Personally, I've discovered that I can better listen to my inner voice and intuition by standing in my place. They show me, in part, the way to a meaningful, exciting, and successful life. Only I can respond authentically to this. Nobody else. My response is no better or worse than someone else's. At most, it's different. Because of this, I have increasingly become my own person. My answer to what constitutes a good life attracts certain people who find the same things appealing, so my relationships and encounters deepen. It also means that some people don't like me as much, but that's part of life. Imagine that you manage to firmly root yourself in your place in the fountain. Think of what you'll be able to do with that extra energy, energy that you were losing when you hadn't yet assumed your rightful place. You can deploy this energy differently. When you've descended, you're able to give without restraint. The source you draw from is constantly replenished. Your inner stance is yours and no one else's, so you can always take responsibility for this, as long as you're reasonably healthy. The fountain flows regardless of external circumstances and how difficult it can sometimes be to find the gateway to the upward spiral of the systemic principles. No matter what, the strength of the fountain is there. Where you stand is up to you. You always have the choice to tap into the flow of the fountain. Accepting guilt gives you the strength to transcend your conscience and live life fully. Contrary to popular belief, guilt isn't a bad thing unless you've broken the law. Yet sometimes stubbornness, willfulness, and the drug of the sweet little girl boy syndrome still win out, and you want to remain innocent.